This is Soho Radio.
Hello everyone, what a beautiful day. It's as beautiful as Harvey Weinstein's special way of giving a pot plant its nutrients. Jesus Christ, lock him up. Hey, I'm BB Lynch and you're listening to BB Does Soho on your fantastic Soho Radio. I'm all yours for the next 60 minutes. Shall we do it?
You make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Pretty young thing. Ooh.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back right away? Won't you, baby? Tenderoni, you got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city night. Then tonight is the love and pain. Let me take it to the max. I want to love you. Pretty young thing, you need some loving. Turn the love and care, and I'll take it there. Girl, ooh, I want to love you. Pretty young thing, you need some loving. Turn the love and care, and I'll take you there. Yes, I will.
I'm BB Lynch and that was Michael Jackson, PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Slightly regretting that choice now. Hey, how are you? What's been happening? Me? I've fallen in love with my gay optician. I don't want to talk about it. Let me tell you about today's show. Our guest is the glorious singer-songwriter Emily Capel. Emily will be telling us all about her very exciting new tour and all about her Soho. So please join in. We would love to hear from you. Tweet at Soho Radio and at BB Lynch. Tweet and say hello. Or tweet and tell me that the gay thing is just a phase, yeah?
Says go, I'm out of breath for you. I run to your bus stop, trying hard to look cool. Cause I got a crunch for you, baby. I'm filled with the butterflies. Yes, I give up my lunch for you, baby, if you just give me.
I'm BB Lynch, and this is Soho Radio, sohoradiolondon.com, and we have an app. Go to the App Store and search for Soho Radio, and that was Rock-A-Doodle-Doo by Linda Lewis. Guess what? Our guest is here. Welcome to Soho Radio, brilliant singer-songwriter Emily Capel.
Thank you.
I learned so much about you in our little gathering just now. I said gathering, it was me and you.
It was.
And some man.
Who is he?
I don't know. Who's the man? Rach, who's the man?
We can hear you.
Hi. Lovely man.
So
Emily is a Catholic, except not being a Catholic.
No, you're not a Catholic,
but she can't.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I really want you to be a Catholic. Where's Capel from? I'm waving now. Where's Capel from?
My dad.
Well, naturally.
What's dad.
But where's the name from?
We don't know.
What?
I know it should be so exotic, but it's not.
I'm just
a smelly Capelli over here.
Smelly Capelli.
Yeah,
or we should call Ellie.
Say, oh, damn. They missed the trick
smelly
there.
Smelly Ellie Capelli.
I wish I was called Beyonce.
I wish I was called... I wish I was called Ivana. Ivanka, I don't know what's
no,
her name.
No, BB's cool.
Thank you. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, I like it now. I hated it when I was. I refuse to
we'll talk about you in a minute, but I refused to respond to my name because it was so unusual at various schools, and I only answered to Michelle for a year.
Love that. Oh, I wish I had that.
I don't even know who Michelle was.
Do that. Yeah. A Michelle.
Just a Michelle. A
if
Michelle,
I was Michelle,
yes.
I'd be Michelle Capel.
Would you? Michelle Capel. I think it's Italian.
Probably. We have actually done that bit where you have a look back and have a look and see who you are.
Well, not thoroughly, Amy Capel.
And no one's found... Apparently, there's a church in Nottingham where there are a lot of people buried called Capel.
Well, this is a nice story.
Well, you are. Yeah, nothing exciting.
It's got dark quickly. Yeah. So Emily can't... what's the bunk? Is that the right word? Bunk train fares. Emily can't do it. And Emily can't steal. And I won't give you the background story to how I found that out about Emily, but there was a policeman involved.
Yeah. And I just went to get a drink.
Yeah.
Because there was a coffee shop here thing before, and it's not now.
Yeah.
And I won't go in Starbucks because
pay their taxes.
So I went to Pret.
Yeah. Do they pay their taxes?
I don't know, but I know Starbucks don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Well done. Look at you with your morals.
Come on, guys.
Emily with the integrity.
Live in peace and harmony.
So I... You're all right, Emily. So I think... we've got a biscuit in a minute for you, Em. Oh, my God, look at me straight with the M.
That's right.
So, Emily, I think you may be the first guest I've accosted in a toilet. I mean, you're obviously not the first person I've accosted in the toilet.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
But you are the first guest I've accosted in the toilet. I do apologise. Was I too drunk? How drunk?
Well, I don't really...
Quite drunk?
It was
Mary Wilson gig.
It was St. James's Theatre, yeah. I snuck off midway through her set to go to wee.
Bit rude.
So did you.
Oh, okay. No, I followed you.
Oh, yeah.
which isn't creepy at all.
And that's how we met, in a toilet.
It's a beautiful relationship. We swapped cards. Well, you gave me your card. I gave you a post-it. let me give Emily a proper introduction. Emily Capel is a singer-songwriter from Northwest London, raised on a musical diet of Johnny Cash, The Clash, The Smiths, Mod Culture and The Top 40. Emily's songs are blues, indie pop and punk, as her bio says, sounding like the adopted daughter of Benny Bragg and a distant relative of the Libertines. Emily's been played on BBC Six Music, Radio X, BBC Radio London and Soho.
Yay.
Has monthly residences at Proud and the Dublin Castle in Camden, performed at Glastonbury last year in Secret Garden, and in December is off on tour with Texas.
Yeah.
You have come a long way since I discovered you in a cubicle.
I wasn't at my best then.
Can you believe this is all kind of... I mean, you're not an overnight success.
Oh, baby. It's taken bloody ages.
How long? Well, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, it must have taken decades.
I often tell people that I'm a lot younger than that.
You do look younger. Do you get ID'd?
Yes!
Do you?
I will never not get ID'd.
Oh, what?
I got ID'd for paracetamol. You have to be 16 to buy paracetamol. Do I look 15?
You look 15 and... No, you
look
17.
It's because I've got a spot on this side.
Oh, I've got one on my chin. I've got a long spot. What's a long spot?
I don't know. Do you ever watch Dr. Pimple Popper on YouTube?
Well, look at me.
Rachel. Whenever you get 5 minutes.
Rachel, which mic are you? Rach. I don't like
this. She doesn't have one.
Oh, Rach hasn't got a mic.
Rachel is saying how much she loves Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, she is. She's nodding wisely, sagely.
Relaxing.
Does it... What's the premise?
It's basically a doctor.
Yeah.
Who pops good spots.
So how long have you been singing and writing?
I've been doing this for ages.
Since how old? 14?
Since I was, 14.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was difficult to get into pubs to play because I was so young. Oh. I had a... They'd only let me in that room where there was music, or they'd only let me play and then go. It was hard. Yeah.
Oh.
A long, long, long time.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yes, I wrote a song about Pete Doherty.
Oh, go on then. What did you rhyme with Doherty?
No, it didn't have that bit in it.
Oh.
Yogurty?
Yogurty.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Now, that would work.
You could do that.
But what was the lyric then? What was the lyric?
It was all about how you just... What a mess and what a shame. And don't do paintings out of your own blood, Pete. Come on, mate. It was. That's what it was. It was all about that.
And you were 14 when you wrote that?
Yeah, and my mum and dad bought this Rod Stewart and the Faces thing. It was big, lots of stuff in it. And it said five guys walk into a bar And I took that and loads of other titles from the songs that they wrote and made that into the song as well.
That's clever.
It's not really, because you're just nicking the lyrics.
It's clever.
Not lyrics, titles.
It's clever to know to steal. Isn't it funny, ironic, that you can't steal in real life? And yet creatively, you don't give a shit about pilfering.
No.
I love the word pilfer. Why music for you? Why so young? Why did you... Was it something you always wanted to do?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a proper job?
Yeah.
Have you what?
I used to work at the... Oh, God. I'm going to lose so much street cred.
Oh, go on. I'll give you some of mine.
I used to work at the fish counter in Waitrose. So if I'm ever on a desert island,
oh yeah,
I can fillet the fish. And I hate it when people say fillet. See, there's some positives. And then I went from being the fish woman to the baker. And it was actually when I had my Dublin Castle residency, and I would come in full beehive, because I have a beehive hunting, and I wouldn't be able to put my bakery hat on.
Yeah.
I used to start at like 5 a.m. and have to put this bakery hat
on top of
beehive. Yeah.
Oh,
It was hell.
Is fish counter to bakery the natural progression?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
It's nicer to do the baking. You feel a bit like Paul Hollywood,
yeah,
who I love.
Do you fancy Paul Hollywood?
No, he looks just like my cousin, so I can't. I can't.
No one's just suggesting you do.
Because he looks like my cousin Luke.
Those kind of crazy wolf eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke. How old's Luke?
Pukey Lukey is about 40. I love him so much. He's so sweet.
I'm going to see my uncle today. And my uncle's called Royce.
So Hunky Royce.
Well, we call him Joyce.
All right.
And guess what he calls me?
BB.
BB the...
Bunny.
Wee Wee.
Oh
yeah, so that's going to happen today. Hi, Brycey. So you always wanted to do music. So were you that kid at school that you were in all school shows? Were you like auditioning for everything? No, why?
Because
they
were
not cool.
I didn't want to do shows in front of my mum and dad because I could just do that at home. So why would I want to go to all those rehearsals where those people that haven't actually done anything shout at you to do shows in front of my mum and dad?
There's a real side to you, Capel.
But I can do that at home. And so I did a little bit of it, but it wasn't my number. And also, I don't like singing songs from Oliver. I don't, yeah. So you're very limited. So I didn't, I used to want to be Frank Sinatra, so I did tap dancing.
Well,
not
did
that he ever tapped. No, listen, but in a lot of his films, they tapped.
Okay.
So I wanted to do that MGM
can you still do
stuff.
It?
No.
Well,
my nan can.
Your nan? Mm. What's your nan called?
Maureen.
Maureen. Hi, Mo. Mo?
Momo.
Momo. So you're 14, you decide, you're writing about Pete Doherty and blood, and that's lovely. And then you go into, what inspires you to write? You seem really influenced by your family. Like they feature in your lyrics.
They do, don't they? Mm. My family are wicked. And what they do, what they've done, loads of things. I know that sounds really boring. Like things like if you go through Facebook and somebody's put something ridiculous up, or if you read the Metro and there's something really ridiculous in it, or like my mum tells really good stories all the time. And, about things, and I take that, and I wish my dad would talk to me a bit more about the Smiths and stuff, but like, and then I take that. My mum told me the other day about this famous man who, I can't remember his name, I'll ask her, who was a tout, and he was outside every gig and he had a name, and I was like, why has someone written a song about that? That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of thing, and like, she'll just mention it, and I'll lock it in here.
Do you know what you do? And I love to blow smoke up my guests' asses, because I only have people on the show that I love. And thanks. What you do is brilliantly make the ordinary extraordinary. And you have that kind of storytelling gift that I think like Squeeze have.
Oh, thanks.
And I love it.
Cause, I love Squeeze.
Yeah, I knew you would. I love that. So I think everyone's got to go and see him. And I'm going to give all the details later. But she's... So
if producing you're not a true fan unless you come out to South Africa and see me.
Honestly, hello. The side she's showing, she's such a pretty thing. PYT.
Look at my spot.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, just put some eyeliner on it. Make her feature.
Shall
for
I?
God's sake. Yeah. But producer Nick, who sadly is in rehab, but let's not dwell. So producer Nick and I had the pleasure of Emily at Mary's gig at St James Theatre, and then we saw you again with Mary at Bush Hall. Mary's anniversary in the business. Yeah. And so that was a great gig as well. But Emily's songs are all, yeah, just kind of normal stuff, just made musical and brilliant, and little kind of vignettes and little moments in time, and very of their time as well. Were you musically influenced by your parents' music taste? So you said your dad and the Smiths then. Is he a huge Smiths fan?
Yeah, massive, yeah. But yeah, it's always been there. Like, my brother's called Joe after Joe Strummer. And, yeah.
So who are you Emily after?
A suffragette called Emily Wildstone Davison.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hide your horses.
To live up to. But, all the stuff that they, and all my family. I don't want to say I don't really like new music. I prefer to find a golden oldie in a box, in a,
That's my dating profile. I'm sorry, everyone. That's not. I'm sorry, everyone. That's not.
A golden oldie.
In a box. No.
In a box.
In a box. Yeah.
Yeah, but I prefer that than. I know there's some sick new music out there, like really, really good stuff, but which I love. Mm. But, I went to Glastonbury last year and I went to see Ronnie Spector. And that's the only person I wanted to see, yeah. And that was the best thing I saw there.
And do you do this as well? It's like, someone like Ian Shaw we were discussing earlier, yeah. Ian will mention an artist to me, and I'll spend my next few months happily going through that artist's back catalogue rather than looking at something new.
And I take it, like the other week, recently I've discovered Kurt Cobain, and I mean, I've hardcore gone into Kurt Cobain. Like, I've now read books. I've like watched YouTube clippings of like everything. Like, I am upset. I was like, what would people wear? How would he speak? How would he sit? What made him become a heroin addict? Where did he meet Courtney Love? Why did he call Francis Bean Francis Bean? When he wrote that song, when the MTV Unplugged, blah, 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 like literally.
But it's come to you now. How many years?
I find Kurt Cobain and then I take that genre of grunge, and I really I love subculture, and I love pulling subcultures apart and that kind of thing.
Well, and that totally comes across in your music, and it's kind of, you can't really describe your music, but I actually think that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it is wicked. Thanks.
Yeah, you're right, darling. I want to play Bonanza, your track. Your lovely people sent me a couple of tracks of yours.
Oh, they're really nice,
and they're lovely. And I would play everything. You know me, but we don't know me. Pisces, Virgo rising, Moon in Leo. What star sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
I'm not sure about Aries. So can we play? Can we play Bonanza, please, producer Rach?
You see those guys who avoid my eyes, because I don't like a posh boy if he's high, high, high. But we'll be fine once again and in time. I'm just so aware of our class divide. Blue, I don't go to you. And if I try to build a family, why even bother? I can't afford for you to get your degree. Just watch bum 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 bonanza. Ooh, ooh. Is it easy being you? Because it looks it. And did you take one just 'cause he might have took it? Bonanza, bon bon bon, bon bon bonanza, bon bon bon.
bum bum bonanza, bum bum bon, bum bum bonanza, bum bum bon, bum bum bonanza, bum bum bon, bum bum bonanza, bum 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 bonanza.
We love it.
Yay.
You're listening to BBS Soho on Soho Radio, and that was Bonanza by our studio guest, the fabulous Emily Capel. No idea where that name's from. Talking of fabulous, Mary Wilson, discussed, but very briefly.
Yeah, I love her.
Don't you love her?
Oh, yes.
Emily just told me that Mary made sandwiches.
She does make sandwiches, yeah, and she's gluten-free, so...
Well, what does she put in them?
I don't know whether she eats them.
Oh, she's such a giver.
She is.
I've got to say, she's never, ever, ever made me a sandwich.
Really? And Mary Wilson's made me a sandwich, and so has... bloody hell, what's his name? The guitarist from The Blockheads.
Andrew Ridgeley.
No! What's his name? Ejiri and Chaz Jankel.
No.
Chaz Jankel made me a ham sandwich.
Was Chaz's sandwich better than Mary's sandwich?
I'm not getting into that.
Other heroes of yours, Joe Strummer. So as I was saying off air, someone I like who hates me named his kid Joe after Joe Strummer. He's another hero of yours. You played Strummersville stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Big thrill.
Oh, it was the worst gig I've ever played in my life.
Brilliant.
It was so bad.
Why?
I just crumbled. I was too scared to even do the sound check. I took my boyfriend, who drank all the free alcohol, and was so drunk.
Men.
Then somebody got on stage with one of those things.
Well, you're miming something. I don't know what that is.
A feathery...
Boa.
Boa. Not a snake.
Oh, a feather boa.
A feather boa. And then someone got the drums over there. And I was trying to... I just got my... in the zone, and there was somebody who was on the drums.
Some random.
Oh, it was just the worst thing I've ever done.
No, should we not talk about it?
It's all right, I'm over it.
You don't sound like you're over
it. I'm not, really. I rang my mum and I went, I've lost some of my Joe Strummer faith, because that was just the worst thing that happened to me. It was so... But then I played other Strummerville things, not at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
Let's blame Glastonbury.
Come on, Michael Evenness.
Grow right up. And you've performed with Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
What? How was that?
Good. That was at Glastonbury.
Did that work?
Better. Yeah, that was much better.
How are all these connections happening with you?
I don't know.
Well, you must know.
I don't know. That's a really boring answer. I don't see people just make me sandwiches.
You've just got it going on.
Yeah.
When you do something like with Billy Bragg, what do you take away from experience like that? Because I mean, you love him.
Yeah, he's wicked.
Is he?
Yeah.
I saw him ice skating at Somerset House.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I was named after Billy Bragg, BB.
Were you?
No.
That's so bad, because I really fell for that.
No, I know. You're a beautiful idiot.
Really?
You know Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, oh no.
You know what I love about you as well, is you haven't gone the here are my tits, give me a deal route.
I just don't have big enough tits to do that.
So it's
or
not...
long enough legs. Any of that. That's why I've got big hair.
Make up for it somewhere.
Come on, something got to
do
work
you have
here.
To really see things like... Do you get it though? Do you get it why women do, you know, why...
I have actually, without... I've had that.
Have you? Have you?
Not Harvey Weinstein.
No.
But people can't... Because you would do... That you get to... Sometimes you think, I'll do anything now. This is mental. I can't work on this bloody fish counter any longer. I've got to do something.
Yeah.
You do get it. I don't know. I don't want to say I get how it happens, but... Yeah.
People... I think it's been so shocking. I mean, like, it's opening up a million arguments, isn't it? Yeah. A million discussions, and that's brilliant. My thing that I've just got in my head is some women who appeared to be, and this may be a memory fail of mine, because, you know, I'm 88 now, and Christ knows I don't remember my own surname.
You look really well.
Thank you so much. But ID me. I know that I've seen actresses on stage collecting an Oscar, mouthing that silent love you and thank you to Harvey Weinstein. I know I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I can understand women not coming out and saying stuff with all the pressure and the fear and the stigma and everything, reason to stop you saying you've been sexually assaulted. But I don't understand how it could be condoned enough that you can mouth thank you and love you. You know, you just not
it's
comment
an,
on the
it's
man.
An odd one. I don't want to be out of order, but lots of things happen in America that are a bit weird.
Oh, that shit happens here as well.
Yeah, but...
I had a man.
We didn't shoot John Lennon.
You don't. Who did it? Who did?
Someone in America.
Someone in America.
We didn't. Was he Mark Chapman?
Mark Chapman. Yeah.
Come on, Mark.
Come on, Mark. Grow up. let's bring this away from Weinstein. Although I am terrified by it.
That's bad.
I had a man on a train once sit next to me. I've had a man ejaculate on my jacket before. I've had that kind of thing.
Where were you?
Oh, that was just on a tube. I've had a man cross the road, put his suitcase under his arm, and squeeze my boobs. Say thank you. At least you have manners, I guess, and then walk off. I've had that happen when I've been out with a boyfriend. Someone just crossed the road and grabbed me. I've had a man try and grab my vajayjay. I've honestly had all this. I've had, and I look like Bella Enberg. No offense, Bella. What was the one I was going to say? This is the one. I was on a train at Old Street, and the train was jigging, and I noticed the man next to me was jigging at a different rhythm.
Good grief.
And I looked over at him, and he went, "It's sugar, you know." And then gave me a romantic explosion. So welcome to the world, everyone.
I've never had that.
Can you please write a song about me?
Done. Lots of things around with BB. We discussed.
Wee wee. And romantic explosion. Just squeeze that in. So you're supporting Texas.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Was that the noise you made when you got the gig?
No. Listen.
No.
I love Ricky Gervais and David Brent.
Yes.
But there is a clip in The Office where David, before he started doing all the film stuff, actually in like the season 1, season 2, where David Brent says his band went on tour with Texas. And that was the first thing. I was like, oh no. Will people remember that as well? When I say I'm going on tour with Texas. It's so bad. But when I got over that, yeah. I'm not David Brent.
Yeah.
I was really excited about it.
And it's in December.
It is.
And you're going to Dubai, Cape Town.
Yeah.
And have you been to any of those places before?
I've been to Dubai and Cape Town.
Have you?
Yeah.
Through work?
Yeah, through work.
I've never been anywhere.
Oh, that was literally the first time I'd done anything good.
Yeah.
But it should be good.
Have you started packing?
It's in October.
Do you not do a list?
I do a list.
Do you laminate the list?
No, but I have a list book, which has got a separate column for ticks once you've done it.
My God, I love this. Mm. My ex, Graham, who I was telling you about earlier, he kind of moulded my music taste. My mum, Graham, and Ian Shaw decided what I liked music-wise.
That's cool.
Graham would was OCD like me, and he wouldn't just scratch something out. He'd scratch something. He wouldn't do a tick, but scratch. But his packing tip was PMT, passport, money, ticket.
Like it.
There you go. Have that. For updates on all Emily's, you're going to come back, aren't you? And tell us all about it. And then we've got some more in a minute. But for updates on all Emily's future gigs and projects, go visit emilycapel.com. And it's Capel, C-A-P-E-L-L. And follow her on Twitter at Emily_Capel.
BB does Soho. Lucky Soho.
I'm BB Lynch and you're listening to Soho Radio, sohoradiolondon.com. We have an app, go to the App Store and search for Soho Radio. Coming to you from our beautifully bijou pop-up and studio on Great Windmill Street. Come down and say hello, or if you're too shy, say hi, tweet us at Soho Radio or at BB Lynch. We would love to hear from you. I'm joined in the studio by super talented singer-songwriter Emily Capel, and it's time for My Soho.
Soho Radio. My Soho with BB Lynch.
Hey, Emily Capel.
Hey.
Hey. Before you ever came here, what did the name Soho mean to you?
Ronnie Scott's.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
You've never been?
I'll be honest.
You must never
I
be honest.
I really want to go and see Georgie Fame there. That would be my ideal.
We can do that. Can I? Yeah. Don't talk to me once we're inside. But yeah.
Just talk to you in the toilet.
Well, not even that. Text me. Why have you not been?
Because I just haven't. I've just never been. I feel like I've been everywhere else. I've never been to Jazz Cafe and I've never been to Ronnie Scott's.
Right, we're going to sort that out.
Sorry, everyone.
It's all right. Everyone is a little bit disappointed. I support Liverpool. I've never been to Anfield.
Oh, God.
It's fine. What does Soho mean to you now?
Really expensive.
that's the spirit.
Really expensive. Lots of little roads.
Yeah.
Not as many sex shops as I'd like there to be.
No, I know.
It was known for lots of sex shops. There's like three.
I saw a man coming out of a sex shop the other day and clicking his jaw.
Oh, sweet Jean Vincent. Why are you looking at... Why are these people near you?
As producer Nick, God bless him in rehab, says about me, says things happen to you.
Yeah.
I observe things. I don't think things happen to me. I think I just see them. Anyway, we always ask our guests to think of to suggest two songs that, for whatever reason, evoke Soho, remind you of Soho.
Yeah.
Which is your first choice?
Kirsty MacColl. What did I pick? Guy Works Down the Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kirsty MacColl. Oh, man. If I could be somebody, it would be her. She's got a bench in Soho Square.
Yeah, she
and
has.
And I go and I found it a few times. So now I'll just go back to it. I don't find it again. But she's wicked. Oh, she's so wicked. And because she's got that bench and because she's got that stuff about Soho. But this is my favourite Kirsty MacColl song.
Let's hear it. Producer Rach, not a lot, but you know. Oh, hello everyone. Hey, Emily Capel.
Hi.
Who is? You've been beaten up.
No, I've been pushed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who pushed you?
Gemma Stevenson. I will name and shame. I'm not afraid.
Why did she? Well, you seem a little afraid. Why did she? Why did she push you?
Because she. She said something horrible about McFly.
She did what?
She said something horrible about McFly by the ice cream van in my old school. And I said...
You had an ice cream van
can't
at school?
Say that. Yeah. Everyone
at
has
school.
An ice cream van
outside
at school.
School.
No, in it.
Everyone had an ice cream van in school?
Not like a lesson, but like it was there at...
assembly. And here's Mr. Whippy talking about Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're all right. We got over it now. I've moved on.
No, but what did she say?
Something about they were rubbish.
Well,
no, but I thought they were good.
Okay, darling. Jeez, it's going to be a long show, long 10 minutes.
Don't unfollow me on Twitter, please.
I have to. I'm so sorry. I'm going to name and shame you, and then I'm going to block your ass in a casual way. Who's your favourite Soho character?
Gaz Mael. I've played Gaz's Rockin' Blues Bar twice. He's actually offered it to me again, but it was when I'm away. And that guy, he, the first time we played, I got lost. And I used to drive a little blue KA. And he was like...
A car-car?
Car-car.
Car-car. Are they car-car?
And people call him car. Car. It's like, it's a K. What's a car? Anyway, so he got in my car and helped me find a place to park, and it was mental. It was like, who's this guy? He can't be in an ordinary situation. But yeah, and Gaz is rocking Blues Bar. Have you been?
No, but it's been there forever.
It's like, right, this is the biggest compliment. It's like you go down those steps and you're in Call the Midwife. Because everything
Every table's got gas and air.
No, I don't mean like that. It's just so back in time. And it's so... It's like, Call the Midwife if it was set in like a cave.
Write that down, Professor Roach. Right there, this is TV gold.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And aww, when I played, lots of acidic Jews came. And it was just like rockabillies, people that look like Call the Midwife, yeah, and acidic Jews.
What?
It was beautiful. I was like, Ebony.
Where did you pitch? Where did you pitch?
I was just like... Let's have it, guys. Let's have it. It's mental.
Are you one of those singers? See, I don't want to talk about me too much, Rach. But are you one of those singers that like people to join in your song?
No.
No.
And don't click. I do hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, clickers.
Oh, I'm out of time, guys. Don't make everybody else notice that I'm out of time. Go away.
I don't know who people think they are.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it. Grow up, everyone.
Yeah. Grow up.
If money and time were no object, Emily, rich? You rich?
Loaded.
Loaded. How would you spend your idle Soho day and night?
I go to the Intrepid Fox.
Ah. Let me guess your drink.
Okay.
Not WKD anymore because you have a nasty experience. I think you like a shandy.
I don't drink alcohol.
Are you like an orange juice? You like a lime and soda.
I like a lime and soda. I like a cranberry and lemonade.
Oh.
One of those really boring people.
Yeah, it's a little bit boring.
Sorry.
Yeah. So Intrepid Fox.
Intrepid Fox with the Stones. And then I'd move up.
The Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
You'd go
Rock
to...
Stone Roses.
You'd go to the Intrepid Fox with the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, they used to knock about there, didn't they?
Okay.
Then I'd move up the road, pop into the Alley Cat with the Small Faces.
Sure.
Jump into a time machine if necessary.
It may be necessary.
Walk a little bit further up to where Enterprise shoot behind the, what was it called? Oh, 12 Bar.
Right.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh.
Go to the 12 Bar and watch Jack Peñate. So I would have to have some kind of time. I love Jack Peñate. I want to have a Jack Peñate party if anyone out there wants to join in. Walk behind the 12 Bar to where... I think it was called Enterprise Rehearsal Studios. I'm not sure.
Right.
I think it was. Yeah. And go in there when the Sex Pistols used to rehearse there. Oh, busy day.
Busy day. What would you wear?
I would have to have several costume changes. So I'd probably... Or maybe I'd just go as my Pat Butcher look I'm rocking.
You look lovely. It's a great look. She's wearing a huge faux fur coat today.
It's not real.
I just said faux fur.
Sorry, yeah, good.
She's wearing a huge
real fur coat. Not real.
No, you look. It's a good look.
Thanks, mate.
It's a good look. It's all right, mate. You've got hoops on. I've got hoops on. Producer Rachel doesn't like to talk about my hoops. We had an awful thing last week, so I won't go into it. No, you look good. Are you the kind of person, because I've done it today, and I've done it about the third time in my life, and I don't know, it just makes me feel a bit weird. I started to wear trainers to the station, and I put my heels on when I get to my venue.
I don't really wear heels. I wear big chunky creepers. Mm. So you can wear them at any time.
No,
today
I've
got a pair of boots on. No.
Yeah, it's a nice outfit. What size shoes are you?
6. I was going to say 5, but I'm not. I'm a 6.
I'm a 6.
One of those people that can wear a 5, though, if I don't mind.
And you're short. How tall are you? You're 5'3".
No, I wish I was. I think I'm 5'2".
That's my height. Nearly 5'2".
Same as Kim Kardashian.
Oh, well, we've got so much in common, us
my,
three.
Sorry, I've just... My friend Julian is listening.
Oh, hi, Julian.
Julian, I love you. And I've bought that book you've told me to. I love you, Julian. Julian's a beautiful trombone player.
Oh, hi, Julian.
Big Julie, love him.
Big Julie.
He doesn't get that I say that because of the Guys and Dolls person. See, Frank Sinatra. But I...
Julian, seriously, just not, block her not, from your fat. Phone.
You're
you don't
a beautiful
have to have...
size. You're a beautiful person.
Julian has to have nothing to do with you. And Julian, she stole that book. What was the book?
Walls Come Tumbling Down.
Oh.
About racism and in music. And
look at Julian, so aware.
Oh, he's wicked. I love he's so Julian. Cool. I wish he was.
Yeah, I love him. If you were mayor of Soho, what would you
change, actually?
Which you are?
What would I do? I'd make it so not so bloody expensive. First of all, I'd get myself some kind of box at Ronnie Scott's, so I'd definitely tick that off the list. And then I'd, just stop it, guys.
Grow up.
Yeah. Right. And I'd bring back the sex shops. And I'd put some more blue plaques out about things that are good. Like, didn't Boy George live around the corner at one point?
Well, that's what we do. Sellotape was invented here. Even if
was it?
No.
Okay. Look how good I am. Sellotape!
Yes!
I love
it's
that.
It's here for blue tack. Thank you for coming on the show.
Sorry about this.
Sorry, everyone. Please introduce your final Soho memory song.
What was it?
It was The Libertines.
Right, I saw Carl Barrett at the 100 Club and it was so good. And I totally, to quote The Libertines, at the time lost my faith in love and music. I just didn't know what I was doing. I was fishing it up by day and living it up by night. And I totally lost. I didn't know what I was doing. And everyone kept being like, you sound like Kate Nash. And I was like, oh, bore off. No, I don't. And I really lost it. And I went to see Carl Barrett at the 100 Club and it was wicked.
Isn't that amazing? Bring it back, giving it you that joy.
All of a sudden, I was like, oh, yes.
It's okay.
You look bloody good in a pair of jeans.
Thank you. And it's Don't Look Back Into the Sun.
Time has come, and they said it would never come for you. Oh, my friend, you haven't changed. You're looking rough and living strange, and I know you got a taste for it too. They'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. Oh, no. She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go. The sun, you cast your pearls, but you're on the run. On all the lies you said, who did you say? And then they played that song at the death disco. It started fast, but it ends so slow. On all the time that you reminded me of you. And they'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go.
Let me go!
She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go.
Producer Rach, I know you haven't got a mic, so I need you to shout. I like to give our listeners take home. You know that I'm a giver, like Mary Wilson. So please tell me what you've learned from today's show. Just shout it. She's literally saying nothing. You are...
It's naughty.
She learned something naughty, everyone. Hurrah, that my work here is done. You're not bad at sex, Rach. I need to say goodbye and thank my guest. Thank you, Emily Capel, for updates on all Emily's future gigs. They didn't teach me that at the BBC. It's taught me nothing at the BBC. For updates on all Emily's future gigs and projects, go visit emilycapel.com and follow her on Twitter at @Emily_Capel. Thank you, producer Rach. Sorry you're a drunk, producer Nick. And most of all, thank you for listening and joining in. That's it from me, BB Lynch. Until Monday week, stay tuned to your wonderful Soho Radio. And I'm going to leave you with a song about Hove. It's Donny Hathaway and The Ghetto.
Yes, this is the ghetto.